Hello again, time for Intimate Moments, how-tos for great commandment living. Today, how-tos for great commandment leading, and leadership in the home often starts with serving.
Many years ago, finally began to realize I could carry two cups of coffee. I could take her one, you know?
Wonder of wonders, you can hold two of them.
That is, you know, in fact, it actually happened to me yesterday. I was headed off to the kitchen to get myself a refill, and I got about halfway there, and I had the thought, she was sitting right there at her desk. I could have asked her if she needed a second cup.
Mm.
The Spirit of God turned me around, sent me back in there to say, honey, would you like a cup of coffee?
For more tips on what we call servant leadership in your home, church, or business, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. What stops you from experiencing more genuine, true, meaningful fellowship? That's what the Bible calls it, fellowship, in your life and relationships. What stops you? It may be how you see people. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Great Commandment Radio, where today, like every day, we'll learn more how-tos for living out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. How to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like unto it, meaning equal to, how to love your neighbor as yourself. But if you're not experiencing fellowship in your life, relationships, church, family, marriage, then you're not really loving your neighbor as the Great Commandment commands. Find out how to experience fellowship and see people as God sees people on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Here's Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, welcome to Tuesday's program of Great Commandment Radio. Glad you've joined us as oldest daughter Terry and I talk a little bit about fellowship this week. Terry?
Yeah, it's good to be with everyone again.
Yeah, and we're going to talk on today's program about keeping the main thing the main thing. Did you know that in our Christian experience, our church experience, and in our families, Terry, we can head off in some of the most bizarre directions thinking they're the important issues and miss the big deal?
You're right. We can kind of miss the forest for the trees.
We really can. And so on today's program, we're talking about how true fellowship, it's more than potluck dinners and having games on the basketball court or at the park. True fellowship helps keep us focused on the main thing. And on today's program, we're going to explore that the main thing is really about loving Jesus and loving one another. It's really what we call Great Commandment Radio, Christ's greatest commandment. Master, what's the greatest commandment? Well, it's about loving Him and loving others, Jesus would say. The main thing is about loving Him and loving those around you. That's what fellowship's all about. So we're glad you've joined us. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll be able to listen to the program 24/7. You may find on today's program, as we explore a number of things, one of your family members, a friend, could benefit. Just tell them to tune in, greatcommandment.net. They'll find the internet radio there 24 hours a day. They can listen to any of our programs. You'll also find the resource for the week, Kingdom Calling. It's called How You and I Can Live Out the Calling That God Has on Our Lives, including how we learn to live abundantly in the blessings of fellowship. Free stuff at the website, too, some of which you've written, Terry, on family ideas. It's always important, I think, with families to realize that a lot of us, I know this was true for me growing up I guess I grew up with you. That's the best way to describe that. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you started off parenting on a pretty young age, and
yeah.
So we did kind of grow up together.
That's right. So I know for me, it was like, I don't have a clue what we're supposed to be doing when we get together as a family. You know, I'm going to church, and they're saying, boy, have a family devotional. You know, have family time together. I remember thinking, boy, that probably ought to, you know, but I'd turn to the index of the Bible, and it didn't say family night.
No, there's nothing in the concordance there, is
there? There isn't. So you've put together some great family night ideas that are free on the website that are always a blessing to families.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like to do, you know, like to see the practical side of, okay, well, how do I really make this work? And that's one of the joys I get to one of the joys I have that I get to contribute in that way around here, seeing, okay, well, how does this stuff really work? What's it look like? So that's what people will find this week.
There you go. All right, now, how about you? I want you to imagine with me this possibility that within the context of your Christian relationships, maybe even in your church experiences, and in your home, as Terry will explore in a few moments, it's possible that you could have differences with certain people. Yeah. In other words, maybe husbands and wives could see things drastically different. As you know, Terry, your mom and I would see things different, like we used to talk about. She would be convinced you've got to read your Bible first thing in the morning. Otherwise, it doesn't count. You know?
And I would no other time is acceptable.
No, right? Not at all. You know, and I would tend to want to read it at night, you know? And we're very different. You may be very different as you walk through some of those journeys within your church. Isn't it amazing and saddening how we can get so focused upon things like, yeah, how contemporary is this worship? How green is this carpet, you know? How traditional is this music? Are we being as seeker-friendly as we need to? Is it okay to have those bagels in this foyer? And we get so focused upon so many interesting conflicts, and our ministry, as some of you would know, spends some of our time trying to help churches and denominations work through some of the challenges and struggles and conflicts that oftentimes are associated with not focusing on the main thing. It's possible that some of the conflicts you may be having, some of the stresses and challenges you may be having with others in your life is related to being distracted from the main thing. I wonder if that could work in families, Terry.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I was telling you before we started here today that I kind of missed the main thing with one of my kids this morning. Kind of the main thing as you leave for school, and those of you that have school kids, is you kind of want to keep the main thing of sending them off with connectedness and really feeling good about our relationship with one another. And, you know, I kind of fussed at my daughter this morning in a pretty big way. And she left not connected this morning. So that's something that I'm going to have to restore when I pick her up after school today.
There you go. That's how practical this is. You know, for some of us, the reality is, as your brother Eric was growing up, major challenges over, is the main thing that he goes to church with us? Or does he have to have that shirt tail perfectly tucked in? You can ruin a perfectly good Sunday.
Yeah.
Focusing on the shirt tail perfection.
I know. Or whether or not he wore his Superman shirt. I remember was a kind of an issue.
Oh,
or Batman.
Yeah.
No, it was Batman. Yeah. Batman shirt.
All right. In other words, God would bound to turn his head if he saw a little boy walk in the Batman shirt. I mean, God could not look upon the Batman shirt, surely. It's amazing how, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves led astray from the main thing. Now, I want you to imagine, what if you and I differ on whether or not we ought to wear the Batman shirt? What if you and I differ on how green the carpet or contemporary the worship? Would this be true? Does the Jesus in me still love the Jesus in you? And the answer, I think we all know, has got to be yes. That the love Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. Regardless of whether or not we agree or disagree about the Batman shirt for the kids, or whether we're pre-millennial, post-millennial, mid-tribulation rapturist, I think the Jesus in you loves the Jesus in me. You see, we may disagree on certain issues of apostolic authority or the roles of certain people within the church, but it's possible that the Jesus in me still loves the Jesus in you. That's the basis of harmony. It's the basis of unity and oneness, because as you recall, that Jesus would pray for us in our fellowship that we might be one even as he is one. That we might be one even as he and the Father are one, And that happens as we keep the main thing, the main thing, the main thing. Jesus loves you. And his love in you loves others. So for families, we're going to be talking very practically. It means things like this, Terry. It means like we got to pick the battles we have with our kids, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your mom used to say, you can't die on every hill. You know, you just can't die on all of them. And that was wisdom on her part to finally say, you know, we can't die over the, every Batman shirt and every shirt tail tucked in. Let's pick some bigger battles.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I've had to learn to die to that, you know, it's okay to wear Spider-Man sandals to church every now and then. It's okay to wear a flamenco dress to church on my daughter's part. It's okay. You know, I've kind of had to die to the room not being spotless when the boys leave the house. You know, it's just I've had to die. Some things are just bigger than cleaning up or clothes.
Now, I know that some of you as parents out there, we have pushed some buttons here just in the last few moments.
Blasphemy.
That's right. In other words, all those sacred things, we've spent an enormous amount of effort and time and even discipline trying to reinforce may not be the main things. Well, we hope you're glad you joined us on Great Commandment Radio. You might not be quite so glad right now. We're not sure. But we hope you'll stay tuned for our teaching segment as we continue to explore the importance of true fellowship, beginning with those nearest you in your walk with the Lord, those under the roof with you, your own home, family relationships, friends around you, those within the body of Christ, the blessing of fellowship. Stay tuned for our teaching segment. And then in our closing segment, practical ideas on how you can establish a sense of harmony and oneness, a sense of unity in more and more of your relationships as a testimony of the love that the Father had for the Son. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed, back with us in our final segment of Great Commandment Radio. Coming up next, we'll take you into an Intimate Life Ministries conference with Dr. David Ferguson to learn how the Jesus in you can love the Jesus in others, a great way to experience Great Commandment living. Go to our website for more tips on Great Commandment living and parenting for single adults and church leadership and a lot more, all at greatcommandment.net. Oh, and don't forget, of course, today's free download. Don't miss out on the free download and order your own copy of Kingdom Calling, this week's resource. It will not only help you find what your purpose, your meaning in life is to be, it'll also help this local Christian radio station. So you'll be killing two birds with one stone, a double blessing. Kingdom Calling. Order your copy at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net or call toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. More of Great Commandment Radio right after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for better loving God and others. How to live out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, the connection between God's love and changing your life.
There's no doubt that there will be changes that he may want to make in our lives, at least in your life, honey. I don't know about mine. But those changes that he wants to make come out of our deepened love with him. And that is where we want to begin our new beginning with who he really is. Did you know there's nothing you can do to cause him to love you anymore? He declared you a saint, a joint heir with Jesus. Could that stir your heart with gratitude?
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. This week, our series, The Blessings of Fellowship. Today, how to see people as God sees people. Let's take you now to an Intimate Life Ministries conference with Dr. David Ferguson.
Does the Jesus in me still love the Jesus in you? Does it? The answer's got to be what? Yes. Well, now, wait a minute. We don't see that the same about certain understandings of apostolic ministry or giftedness. But does the Jesus in me still love the Jesus in you? What's the answer got to be? It's got to be yes. You see, the mystery of what Christ prays for in John 17, "Oh, Father, I pray that they would be one even as we are one." The mystery of oneness comes out of this mystery that we are attached to the same head, Jesus Christ, and that the Christ in me loves the Christ in you. We're never going to get to oneness by a commonality of belief. You see, one of the issues of irrelevancy today is we keep trying to make people believe like we believe, see it like we see it. We're never going to get to unity getting people to behave like we behave, live the Christian life like we live it. Unity, the mystery of it, doesn't come by this rational conformity. It comes by the mystery that you have been partaken and a partaker of the divine nature that has a love inside of you for the body of Christ, such that the Christ in you loves the Christ in those around you. Would you pause and let me pray that God might make that real? Father, would you continue the wonder of your work, that we would see you the way we need to see you. We would come to love others the way we need to love them. And in this time, Father, that we would embrace the mystery of a church rediscovered.
Dr. David Ferguson experienced this entire conference through this week's resource, Kingdom Calling. Order your copy and, of course, today's free download, other radio broadcasts, our Great Commandment network of churches, and much, much more, all at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Back with David Ferguson and Terry Sneed right after this break. It's Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Couples experience this, I know we've experienced it, is trying to find one that we mutually like.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, some tips for finding a couple of friends.
That the man and the woman we both like. All couples experience this. So you have to kind of go for a test drive, if you will. You know, don't just stop after one couple and say, oh, we'll never find one. In your church circles, in your neighborhood, wherever you find yourself meeting people, find somebody that you like and then meet up with the other partner and get to know each other. Be intentional about it.
Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on Great Commandment living, loving, and friendships, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop or our Never Alone initiative or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
I can still remember the pain of a pastor I saw in a airport not too long ago. He excitedly greeted me with the testimony of many, many people coming to know Christ recently within his community. That there really had been a special sense of revival in his community as many families and loved ones and friends had made their commitments to Jesus Christ. And in the midst of his excitement, his face changed in the airport as he was excited about it, to then say, and yet two of my nearest leaders would have said to me in the midst of that, but I wonder if anyone's really going to follow up on them as new believers. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, his joy and excitement was robbed by some close ones near him focusing on the wrong things. Their anxiety and fear had already taken them somewhere in the future as to, can we really care for all these people? And it was important for me to be able to, first of all, connect with him in an empathetic, caring way. I'm so sorry that in the midst of your excitement, there wasn't more supportive celebration of you. I'm really sorry about that. And then to encourage him with the thought that apparently God had entrusted them with these new believers, and that surely, by faith, God could help them sort out how we're going to grow them in the Lord. You know, part of what was happening there, Terry, is that even within our church journey together, we can end up, if we're not careful, focusing on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I overheard two ladies talking at one of our kids' schools the other day, and I don't really know either of them, but I just kind of overheard a conversation, and apparently one of them goes to a fairly large church and one of them goes to a fairly small church, and but they both are doing the same kind of program at their church, and you know, kind of a very well-known program. And the lady who was going to the large church was very was celebrating all the fantastic things that they had kind of begun to do, and mentioned to the other woman, oh, we're, you know, having our satellite time broadcast this time, and then we're starting our small group in our home this time, and we've got this many people coming this time. And I mean, she was just excited about what all God was doing in her neighborhood because of some of these things. And the other lady, you could just tell, just sort of her face went flat, and I just agreed because I kind of, you know, was watching this, and she said, oh, well, we don't have money to do that, so we couldn't do. And oh, well, our church only had, you know, this many small groups, and only this many could come. And and it just grieved my heart, because I thought, oh no, we're kind of missing the point there of, wait a minute, if the reason why you're doing this program is to learn how to love God and kind of in the midst of all this, hopefully love those people that come better, then who cares if it's 25 or 2,500? Mm. You know, that those are 25 more that are going to be touched with the gospel.
Yeah.
So it just kind of grieved me that the main thing was being missed.
Yeah. It's real easy to do in our Western world, particularly, where we want to make sure we measure things, we want to count things, and all of a sudden we move beyond, are people experiencing deepened love with Jesus and with one another? Or are we going to measure the satellite broadcast and how many could come and how many of those cards got signed and how many of those commitments were made? Mm-hmm. Very easily to miss the main thing. Our encouragement to you in this closing little segment is to say, you know what? Let's put an emphasis on the main thing of loving Him and loving one another. And you know what? Maybe one of the things that you can begin to look for within your relationships is to help steer people back to the main thing. One of the best ways to do that is to simply learn to rejoice. Learn to rejoice in the midst of people heading off in all kinds of rabbit trails. Just learn to bring them back to rejoice. I'm so excited about how many people are really getting exposed in a fresh way to the love of Jesus. So, Terry, in this case, whether it was the large church or the small church, that sentence would have fit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so excited about how many people are getting exposed in a fresh way to the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that rejoicing. Would you look for opportunities in the midst of people maybe being led astray from the main thing to help bring them back? Maybe that's one of the most powerful ministries you could have, is the ministry of bringing people back to the main thing. That's a part of loving God, loving others. Maybe some apologies are going to be needed. And then to be followed with, let's increase those hugs. Let's increase those, I'll remind you I love you, so that there's a communication that Jesus loves me, and He, through me, loves you. It's a part of Great Commandment Radio. We're glad you've joined us today and all week long as we focus upon the blessings of fellowship. Tomorrow's program, did you know that some of God's love that people need is not locked away in heaven mysteriously to be zapped on them? But some of the love that people need around you is inside of you. I know that's pretty thought-provoking, maybe challenging, and some of us may want to run from the accountability of that, but some of the love that people need around you is in you. Hope you'll join us for tomorrow's program on Great Commandment Radio. Hope to see you then. Bye now.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with eldest daughter and co-worker Terry Ferguson Sneed. Visit our website for today's free download. One final reminder, every day a free download from Great Commandment Radio. This week, tips on how you can experience the blessings of fellowship. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call toll free at 1-800-881-8008. That is 1-800-881-8008, or visit our website at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. And don't forget to order your own copy of our resource, Kingdom Calling, to experience God's calling in your heart, your life, your ministry, and your relationships. Order Kingdom Calling, and you'll be helping the calling of this local Christian radio station at the same time, reaching out to minister to you and countless families and singles in your community. Support local Christian radio. Order your copy of Kingdom Calling today. greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio, you'll experience God's love within you.
Ooh, that might mean I have to change.
Yes. And that's part of what fellowship's all about. It'll work in your family.